Moving on now, a U.S. Treasury Department official has not ruled out the possibility of imposing sanctions on Lebanese officials who are members of the resistance movement Hezbollah. In an interview with American media, U.S. Treasury's Assistant Secretary Daniel Glaser said Washington does not make a distinction among Hezbollah members. This after he was asked whether the new U.S. law which targets Hezbollah's finances could be applied to the resistance movement's ministers and lawmakers. U.S. officials and the Lebanese Central Bank have stressed that the legislation does not target ordinary Lebanese citizens. Last year, the White House approved a measure which imposed sanctions against banks that do business with Hezbollah. Washington accuses Hezbollah of condoning terrorism. However, the Lebanese movement has been involved in fierce fighting against Daesh terrorists in Syria. Well, let's go to Beirut and talk to Ibrahim Moussaoui, political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Moussaoui, what are these sanctions trying to counter?
Well, we know very well that the United States has always been designated Hezbollah as a terrorist entity since the 90s. We know very well that Hezbollah has always been in a continuous fight against the Israeli occupation troops in Lebanon. It was able to gain success over them and to yield the victory in 2000 and 2006, 33-day war, July war, where Hezbollah has been able to achieve the divine victory for Lebanon, for the Arab nation, for all of the Muslims all over the world. That's why, I mean, we have to understand that this is one of the influence of the Israeli lobby inside the United States of America. We know very well now Hezbollah is involved in fighting the Takfiri groups, which the United States say, I mean, claim that it is an enemy and it is a terrorist entity. So we should expect, and we can expect, more and more tightening measures against Hezbollah from the United States of America. The new thing that they are talking about is that they are going to impose sanctions on Hezbollah officials, those who are in the parliament, the lawmakers, or in the cabinet. I believe this is a kind of attack and aggression against the Lebanese sovereignty, because you are talking about a huge segment of the Lebanese population. It's also against the essence and the principle of equality, because this kind of interference inside Lebanon against the Lebanese banks and trying to dictate from above things that the United States necessarily believe in, but not the Lebanese government, not the Lebanese people, not many of the Arab people, is not something that could go easy like that.
And of course, how much can these sanctions prevent Hezbollah from doing what it's been doing so far, which has been defending Lebanon's borders and fighting Israeli aggression?
Absolutely, this is not going to cause anything. This is not going to deviate Hezbollah from its mission, continuing to defend Lebanon against the Israeli aggression, Israeli occupation, and be involved in the liberation of the remaining occupied parts of Lebanon. This is not going to deviate Hezbollah or make any hindrance to its attempts to rule out the Takfiri groups, a threat inside Lebanon and in the border fighting in Syria. The only thing that I believe they are doing, this is going to make the Israelis happy and some of the Israeli allies in the region.
Would it cause any friction among political parties in Lebanon?
Well, the thing is that most of the Lebanese parties, I mean, they should come out and voice their refusal for the American attempts. This is against of planting a wedge against a huge segment of the Lebanese population. And this could cause at a later stage a lot of problems in Lebanon that we don't want to see taking place.
All right, Ibrahim Moussaoui, political commentator from Beirut. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.